You're with Cape Talk.
You're with Cape Talk.
Let's start taking a look at some of the things to keep you occupied and entertained in the weekend and the week beyond. Once again, we've asked Grace Newton to compile a gig guide with some musical suggestions to kick us off.
Hi, Pippa. It looks like the Winelands is where everything's happening this weekend. Starting off at the Daisy Jones Bar on Summerhill Wine Estate, just outside of Stellenbosch, on Saturday at 1 p.m. They're hosting a country and bluegrass music festival. This is the first of its kind, and there are four country bands and a country DJ getting together for this day event. There's also ribs, there's also beer, there's dressing up. It's going to be a day for celebrating Americana country. Now, I may be a little bit biased because my band is one of the four bands playing on the day, but I can promise you, even if I wasn't playing, I would be there with the beer in my hand, enjoying the day. The four bands are The Porch Lights, Tail Swapper, Old Town, and The Betsies. Then we've got The Rob Father giving us a DJ set for those who are not ready to go home at 9 o'clock. Tickets can be bought through Quicket, and there may or may not be a Black Friday sale tomorrow, so have a look if you're interested in this event. Moving on to Sunday, Nooit Gedacht has got a fabulous Afrikaans lineup. We've got Francois van Cooke and Karin Zoid. These two bands are playing as part of the Some Sundays event series. Tickets can be bought on the Some Sundays website and doors open at 12 p.m. Then if you're looking for something to do on Friday night in Durbanville, Gian Groen and his band are going to be playing at Die Boer. This is definitely a weekend for celebrating Afrikaans music and country music. Gian plays a selection of blues, folk, and rock. Tickets can be bought directly on Die Boer's website. Then lastly, I'm very happy to report that the Rudimentals are resurrecting themselves for the summer. Now, we've all been listening to the Rudimentals for years, and it just never gets old. So they'll be playing Friday night at the Armchair Theatre in Obs. They start at 9 p.m. and tickets can be bought through Quicket. For those who don't know the Rudimentals, they're one of our top reggae bands, and every single one of their gigs is a huge party. So please go check that out. That's all from me. I'm Grace Newton with your weekly gig guide, only on Cape Talk.
Thank you so much, Grace. And also just a reminder of the big, big musical event happening on Sunday, which is the show for the switching on of the festive lights. The show starts at 4 o'clock. Entrance is free. You don't need a ticket. You simply show up and enjoy yourself. The artists taking on Kirstenbosch this Sunday are Amanda Black and Nobuchle. Their tickets are through web tickets and 260 Rand a head. The gates will open at 4 and the concert starts at 5:15 p.m. And then also there's the first edition of this year's Sunset at Baxter concert series, also happening on Sunday. So boy, you're spot for choice on Sunday afternoon. If you feel like heading to the Baxter Gardens, you will find Soweto band BCUC kicking off the season with a mix of indigenous funk, hip-hop and punk rock. Who saw that combination coming? If you are intrigued, you might want to be in the audience at Sunset at Baxter on Sunday. The show starts at 6 p.m. and booking is through web tickets at a cost of 225 Rand a head. Right, besides musical gigs, what else is happening? Quite a lot of sort of family-focused entertainment happening around the city. Let's start with Wine Estate Marathi, which is hosting a year-end bash tomorrow. You can enjoy a nice long lazy lunch, sip on some of their wines if you like, soak up a really chilled live performance by the popular Kitchen Jammin' Blues Band. That is at Marathi Estate in Stellenbosch tomorrow from noon until 5:30. Tickets are 185 Rand a head, including a welcome drink, and booking is via their website marathi.co.za. Another wine farm also hosting a chill day out is Paardeberg. They're hosting their popular family festival. Lots of entertainment, there are loads of kids activities, food trucks all over, and a variety of treats from the farm's own restaurant, Eat at Paardeberg. It's happening on the farm, which is Freychens Farm in Paardeberg, Paarl, tomorrow between 10 and 5. The cost is 175 Rand a head, including entry and a tasting glass, as well as some wine tasting coupons and all of the entertainment. That's the fee for adults. Children under the age of 18 pay only 50 Rand each. And booking is through web tickets or at the Paardeberg tasting room. But wait, there's more. The Norval Foundation in Sternberg hosting the first of its seasonal Saturdays at the Norval. A family day with wine, food, art, music, workshops for kids and adults. There'll be magic shows, play by nature activities, and the chance to browse the wonderful sculpture garden at the Norval. It's happening tomorrow between 10 and 5, and tickets are 60 Rand through web tickets. If you're needing to get some Christmas shopping done, I have already told you about the gift fair at the CTICC on yesterday's show. But two other things to flag for you. The Kirstenbosch Food and Craft Market is back this Sunday from 9 till 3 at the Stone Cottages. And then Ceramics South Africa showcasing their talented members' goods at the Potter's Market, happening at Rondebosch Park tomorrow between 8 and 3. In both cases, those markets are free to enter, but obviously take along your wallet because you're going to be wanting to do some shopping. And lastly, if you feel like theatre and music combined, catch That Boogie Show at the Artscape Opera House, a comic musical romp through the Motown era and all the big hits of the 70s and 80s. There is a fundraising show on Sunday afternoon, so that's the one we want to flag in particular because the money raised goes to Rachel's Wishes. It'll be used to feed and clothe children in disadvantaged communities. 160 Rand a ticket, and you can book on CompuTicket for That Boogie Show.
Miss the conversation? Find all the interviews in the podcast section on capetalk.co.za.
Next, we're off to the theatre, and critic Marina Hribino has this week's suggestions.
Hi, Pippa and Cape Talk listeners. With 2022 rushing into its last month, it feels as if the theatre in Cape Town is similarly rushing to fit in as many productions as possible before the new year dawns. I can't keep up. I'm trying. We've become used to the directors of Lambda, Anton Leighting and Dwayne Alexander, coming up with something different and spectacular to show off the skills of the triple threats that they are training there. To showcase their students' singing abilities, they've put together a wonderful show consisting of the music of three of the most famous Stevens who made their mark on Broadway, namely Stephen Sondheim, Stephen Schwartz, and Stephen Flaherty. So, think of Pippin, The Hunchback of Notre Dame, West Side Story, Wicked, Prince of Egypt, Company, Pocahontas, Into the Woods, Sweeney Todd, Anastasia, and so many more. The program is brilliantly compiled, not just the hits, but also some of the more unknown songs, and it runs seamlessly into a great evening's entertainment. I suddenly realized sitting there that there have been no big musicals in Cape Town since the pandemic, and it took being Steve for me to realize how much I've missed them. There's nothing like a few show tunes to cheer one up. There were many highlights, but my favorites were Jasmine Minter's God Help the Outcasts, Robert Everson's My Petersburg, and then Gerard van Rooyen, who sang a beautiful rendition of Finishing the Hat. Now, if you don't know who Kathy Specific is, you must have been living under a rock for the past decade or so. When she was not treading the boards in one of our theaters, she was entertaining us at Madame Zingara. Remember that? Or smiling down on us from huge billboards on the way to the airport. But don't fret. Kathy has decided to tell all in a solo show called Specifically Kathy, which ends tonight at the Star Theatre, formerly the Fugard. Kathy, who loves calling a spade a shovel, will of course also be spilling the beans on Brendan van Rijn, poor soul, and tell of the time he first donned a frock many moons ago. If witty adult entertainment is right up your alley, don't miss Kathy's last show tonight. Okay, last but not least, if you're looking for something new and different, Carlo Daniels is doing his latest show called No Complaints at Theatre Arts and Observatory at the moment. It's a reimagining of Samuel Beckett's play Happy Days, and he explores the relationship between two clowns by means of, among others, physical theatre. We are really spoiled for choice in Cape Town. See you at a theatre.
Thank you so much, freelance theatre critic Marina Hribino. Our next selection is one for your podcast listening, and it comes from my producer, Rafik Wahid.
For this week's recommendation, I want to tip you off about an informative series which covers a broad range of topics. BBC World Service presents the documentary podcast, which investigates global developments, issues and affairs from politics to climate change, and even a dive into pop culture. The biggest topic of discussion at the moment is the FIFA World Cup taking place in Qatar. The host nation has faced major criticism over its dismal human rights record, as well as the treatment of migrant workers and the LGBTQIA plus community. In a recent episode, reporter James Reynolds has been talking to fans around the globe, including gay rights activists, and hears from women living in Qatar as the eyes of the world turn to their country.
One thing we do know is that this is a World Cup like no other. The first in the Middle East, the first to be held at this time of year when several countries are usually in the middle of their domestic leagues. It's fair to say this is not the first major sporting event to have big questions about its policies. I can remember many of the same debates when I covered the Beijing 2008 Summer Olympics. For some, Qatar's record on human rights casts a huge shadow over the football itself.
There are more than 300 episodes of the BBC's The Documentary podcast, which is available on all streaming services. That's it from me for this week. Happy listening.
Thank you so much, Rafiq Wahid. Just a quick correction from the events diary. I mentioned that fundraising show you might like to support, or that boogie show, at the Artscape. The organisers have just told me that if you're wanting to book for specifically the fundraising performance on Sunday afternoon, you do not book through CompuTicket. CompuTicket will tell you that the performance is sold out because the tickets have been allocated to the charity. Rather phone Jilly Bird or WhatsApp her on 082-822-6610. Jilly Bird, that is the contact for the Sunday afternoon fundraising performance of that boogie show. All right, next let's head off to the movies and see what Chanel September has for us this week.
Tonight will be madness.
Welcome. We'll endeavor to make your evening as pleasant as possible.
Welcome to Hawthorne.
Here we are, family. We harvest, we ferment, we gel.
We gel.
That's a scene from the highly praised thriller, The Menu. It tells the story of a young couple who travel to a remote island to eat at a private restaurant where the chef has prepared an extravagant menu, but with some shocking surprises. The Menu is directed by Mark Molloid and produced by Adam McKay, Betsy Koch and Will Farrell. It also features an ensemble cast that includes Anya Taylor-Joy and Janet McTeer.
He's not just a chef, he's a storyteller. The game is trying to guess what the overarching theme of the entire meal is going to be. You won't know till the end.
Another film to watch is Notre Dame on Fire. The disaster film is based on a blaze that broke out in April 2019. The film's directed by multi-award winner Jean-Jacques Annaud and stars Pia Lawson and Chloe Dunaway.
Notre-Dame brûle. Ça va les partir partout. Les officiels, les politiques, les célébrités. On va avoir deux feux à gérer.
Il va falloir vous battre à quelques-uns. Paris est bloqué.
Feu de toiture. Poursuivons reconnaissance.
Poursuivons reconnaissance, c'est pas bon.
Other films to watch include She Said. The movie looks at the Harvey Weinstein scandal that rocked Hollywood in 2017. The Seagulls, starring Emily Clark. And for diehard Marvel fans, there's Black Panther Wakanda Forever. That's a wrap. I'm Chanel.
Thank you so much, Chanel. Before we get the TV news with Craig, just an update on the load shedding situation for those who are asking. Eskom customers, load shedding is going to be at stage 2 continuously until further notice. So no other stages to worry about from now, right through the night and into tomorrow and possibly into the weekend further. Stage 2 for you. City of Cape Town has now confirmed that we will be on stage 1 from 4 p.m. until 10 p.m. Thereafter, the city will also be on stage 2 until 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. So stage 1 from 4 till 10, stage 2 until 5 tomorrow morning, and they will update us thereafter. All right, we are going to finish with some television news, and Craig Falk, the deputy editor of TV Plus magazine, is the man we turn to for our TV advice. He couldn't join us live today, so I chatted to him a little bit earlier this week to hear what our options are for the week ahead. Craig, let's start on the terrestrial channels and a very welcome return of another popular medical drama.
Yes, The Good Doctor is back. Season 5 starts on Monday, the 28th of November on Mnet. That's DSTV 101 at 7 in the evening, which is nice and early. Like you said, it's one of the best medical dramas around. And this time, the doctors are all recently returned from their South American Goodwill trip.
Yeah.
Sean's engaged. Everything looks rosy. But there's immediately drama at San Jose St. Bonaventure when the new owners show up.
Okay, really excited to have the show back. So that one is The Good Doctor, Season 5, starting on Monday evening on Mnet at 7 p.m. And then there's a new take on the firefighting drama, which sounds pretty interesting. Tell us about Fire Country.
So season one is starting on Tuesday, the 29th of November on Mnet at 7 in the evening as well. And it follows a convict who gets early release when he signs up for work on the convict firefighting team. It's kind of like the chain gang that we always see in the movies.
Yep.
And there's a catch to his early release because he's going to be working in the hometown that he's desperately trying to avoid because of the trouble that he caused there.
Interesting. Okay. That's a new show called Fire Country. It starts on Tuesday evening on Mnet in the 7 p.m. time slot. The next one is one I'm sorry I'm going to be missing, given that I'm literally flying to the UK tonight, Craig. But maybe it's best I don't know about all the ghosties that are waiting to meet me there.
Yeah, so Historic Haunting starts, season one starts on Friday the 25th of November on History. That's DSTV 186 at 8:15 in the evening. And it follows this team of experts from various fields, and they're investigating castles around the UK, either with terrifying histories from like the Middle Ages and that sort of thing, or they're said to be haunted.
Sounds like a lot of fun. So that one starts tonight on the History Channel, number 186 at 8:15. It's called Historic Hauntings. Okay, there are a few options for the foodies in the audience this week, aren't there, Craig?
Yes, World of Flavor with Big Mo Kaysen, season one starting on Wednesday, the 30th of November on National Geographic. That's DSTV 181 at 9 in the evening. And Mo is an ex-Marine, and he's very hungry. He's going in search of people who know all about seasoning. So, you know, you may think you're the Brian Master, but tune in, watch, get some new info and see what you can actually do, because Mo, like I said, he really likes seasoning and flavor, and he's going big this season.
Sounds like fun. World of Flavor with Big Mo Kaysen starting Wednesday evening on National Geographic. That's channel 181 and the start time 9 p.m. And then a show with Gordon Ramsay as we don't usually see him. Craig, dare I say, nice and kind?
Absolutely. And it's one of the best things about MasterChef Junior. Season 6 is starting on Thursday, the 1st of December on E-Reality. That's OpenView Channel 108 at 7 in the evening. And, you know, Gordon, he's the host. He's the head judge. And we know him as this loud, shouty, very angry professional chef.
Yeah.
But here he's like a teddy bear. And, you know, it's fun seeing him in this way because he's fun. He's caring. He's kind. He wouldn't hurt to fly. And the best thing is he's actually nurturing these youngsters. I mean, some of them are like 8, 9, 10. Just really wonderful to also see what these kids are capable of.
That's the thing, Craig. Previous seasons that I've seen, I just am gobsmacked by what those kids are doing at an age where I couldn't even make a toasted sandwich on my own. So for that alone, it's worth checking out MasterChef Junior. Season 6 starting Thursday evening on E-Reality. That's the OpenView Channel 108 at 7 p.m. One more to mention on DSTV, and that's one for those who like a bit of real-life mystery, Craig.
Yes, it's called Secrets in the Jungle. Season one starts on Thursday, the 1st of December, on History Channel at 8:15. And it follows a team of archaeologists, scientists, historians, and all that sort of thing. And they travel around the world to investigate strange, unusual, and interesting things found in the jungles around the planet. And they're starting with mysterious structures that are hidden in the dense forests of Guatemala.
Sounds interesting, and particularly at the rate the jungles are disappearing, one to look out for. Secrets in the Jungle starts on Thursday night at 8:15 on the History Channel, which is number 186 on the DSTV network. Okay, now the streaming services I know tend to save up all their best content to release in December for the holidays, Craig, but there are actually quite a few good picks for this last week of November. Shall we start with Showmax?
Yes, they've got a period drama called The Porter. It's set in 1925 as railroad workers from the US and Canada form the first ever black-led labor group. They're not only fighting for basic human rights, but also for their place in history.
It's called The Porter. You'll find the first season on Showmax. And while we're talking Showmax, for something completely different, it heads up to the fans of the local show Blood and Water. That season 3 is due to drop on Showmax today. So if you are chomping at the bit for more of the private school shenanigans of Puleng and Fikile and their friends, they'll be waiting for you when you get home from work today. Craig, on Disney Plus, there is a reboot of an absolute fantasy classic. Willow is getting a makeover.
Yes, so this is now, it's no longer the 1988 movie we all know with Warwick Davis and Val Kilmer playing Willow of Good and Mad Mardigan. It's now going to be a full-on series, and it's following Warwick, some of the other cast return. Unfortunately, not Val. If you watch his docu Val on Amazon Prime, it's tremendously heartbreaking and inspiring at the same time. Okay. He's unfortunately not back, but that's not going to detract from the series. And again, Willow is leading a gang of unlikely heroes as they try to save their land from evil powers.
Willow Season 1, the series, can be viewed on Disney Plus. And before I forget, Craig, there is another show on Disney Plus you've been wanting to mention for a couple of weeks now, and we've been running out of time. While I'm thinking of it, it's back in the headlines this week after something the star found out while filming.
Yes, it's called Limitless with Chris Hemsworth. It's a docu-series. And we know the transformation that Chris puts his body through for his roles. He goes from super buff as Thor to utterly emaciated in the heart of the sea. And now he's putting his mental, physical, and spiritual strength to the test with experts who help him understand not only himself, but the human body and the mind better.
And he's found out more than he anticipated. One of the things he's discovered is that he is genetically predisposed to possible development of Alzheimer's disease. Craig, clearly it's come as quite a big shock to him. I believe he's taking some time off acting.
Yes, Chris announced this week that he's taking some time to focus on lifestyle adjustments that can help reduce the risk of him developing this disease. It includes sleep management, stress management, nutrition, and fitness.
I wish all of us had time to take time off to focus on those things. Okay, so Limitless with Chris Hemsworth you can view on Disney Plus right now. Craig, there's a big one on BritBox this week, which I know a lot of listeners have been waiting for. I think it's the final season of Doc Martin.
Yes, and the best thing about it is that you can watch all 10 seasons on BritBox. It's this wonderful crime dramedy. The grumpy GP, played masterfully by Martin Clunes, is back. And this time he's at home raising the kids while his wife is back at work. Okay. And he actually literally has time on his hands because his new hobby is repairing clocks.
I've actually never watched an episode, but that's a good reason to go and watch from the beginning in anticipation of the final season dropping on Thursday, the 1st of December. Doc Martin on BritBox. Before we say goodbye, Craig, there's another show you also want to mention on BritBox.
Yes, it's a crime drama called Intruder. They've got the first season. It follows a rich and revolting couple who start to a frantic cover-up when the husband, who's actually on a cocaine rage, murders a home intruder. And what they don't know is that two people not only witness the crime, they're going to start blackmailing the couple.
Sounds intriguing. That one's called Intruder. You'll find the first season on BritBox. Craig, as always, great to have you with us. Thanks so much for the tips, and we'll chat again next week.
Always a pleasure.
That was Craig Falk, the deputy editor of TV Plus magazine. And just a reminder that you can find the latest edition on shelves in your favorite store now.